SBS Radio.
Welcome to NITV Radio.
Yes, it's great to have a yarn with you again.
And now we are just a week away from an event that you co-founded, the fifth edition of the Indigenous Business Month. What's new this fifth year?
Well, I'll tell you what's new. One of the things that we have been thinking about for quite a few years, probably even from the beginning, is there are no sector-wide, Australia-wide awards for Indigenous business. Now, there are lots of different awards. Supply Nation does some really great awards for B2B businesses that do the procurement type approach. But I'm thinking about all businesses, you know, our cultural businesses, our businesses in regional and remote Australia, our businesses that are trading internationally, those digital businesses, you know, people that have different types of business models all over. And so this year we're going to run our first ever awards, and we've got three awards, and you know, we're just really, really excited about this. This is about showcasing Indigenous ingenuity.
Yeah, Indigenous ingenuity. And I can say that also one of the themes that is being promoted is specifically businesses that engage with the community. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think, you know, all of us at Indigenous Business Month are really interested in how businesses work to solve challenges faced by Indigenous communities, and what sort of value they create in trying to address different community-based issues. So it's really about how, whether it's from a social enterprise model, like using a business model to address a community-based or social issue, or whether it's a business that works in Indigenous communities and gives back through employment or through a range of different ways. I really want to celebrate that idea of how Indigenous businesses are working hard to solve challenges in Indigenous community and in partnership, importantly, with Indigenous communities. It's actually happening all over Australia, and we just need to know about it and really talk about it across our great nation.
Yeah, there's a lot of actually Indigenous businesses doing very well. People like Barayamal and many others. Barayamal, I'm talking about them because I know them very well.
Yeah.
And they're launching a very big initiative in the next, during actually Indigenous Business Month at the Innovation Hub and so on. And this is in the digital area, but I'll come back to the awards that you are talking about. I saw that you're also partnering with a new partners this year, because it used to be PwC mainly, but this year some other businesses have come on board.
Boost initiative with PwC will continue, and that's where we really select, so lots of people can apply and nominate in for the Boost initiative, where the award is up to $30,000 worth of PwC consulting services to really boost Indigenous businesses, very much in the name there. This year we're really excited to have our new partner CGU come on and start to work with us. And we've been thinking about different ways of having a raft of awards or scholarships, if you may. So giving five scholarships through the CGU awards and trying to encourage individuals to think about different ways that they want to engage in professional or firm-based development themselves. So that's very, the individual really drives what they're going to do in terms of innovating in their firm.
Yeah, because previously they were other recipients of a prestigious acknowledgement from your business month was were businesses involved. Last year was a legal firm, and then the year before Biodiversity, and the year before a firm that was in the digital sector. But now you're encouraging other businesses to come on board, and specifically you said, this year, you're really looking at those that are working to engage the community.
For that particular big award, because you can see that our theme for this year's Indigenous Business Month is around ingenuity. So that kind of inventiveness or, you know, I guess people get so tired of the word innovation, but this idea of creativity and a cultural lens and thinking differently. I mean, our fantastic, great example of Indigenous ingenuity that people always start to talk about is David Yanayapan. And his ability to create so many patents and inventions over his lifetime. And I just think many of our business people are actually creating ingenious solutions through their firms to modern day challenges, really. So that's what that award is about and that's what this month's about. But we do have two other awards, and one is Bertram, celebrating Indigenous businesses doing business with other Indigenous businesses. So we want to really encourage that generative cycle of wealth, that Indigenous businesses really are trading with other Indigenous businesses all around the country, right? And there's no real visibility or showcasing of this important mentoring, it could be, or, you know, maybe they're incubating some sort of relationship or creating new markets by doing this sort of interconnected business together. But we want to hear about that. And then, as you quite rightly point out, the third award is around the digital space. Many of us, including me, really want to see our Indigenous digital software firm space really kind of fly, because we're moving into a new phase where knowledge is king, and knowledge workers and our use of digital platforms and solutions are just, you know, every day. I mean, I'm looking at my computer now. I'm sure you are too, digital contraption. And so what are our Indigenous firms doing in this area? Let's find out. Let's talk about it and let's really celebrate and showcase.
Yeah, especially with the development of technology, the digital divide is something that we can say it's something of the past, because technology is accessible to everyone. It's just nurturing maybe the creativity, the inventiveness, and mentoring these youth to come up with solutions that benefit not only their communities but the entire world, because I can see every kid has got a mobile now.
This is it. And I mean, what's happening in kind of instant messaging and even, you know, those kind of really lower level coding sort of challenges. But then you've got, as you're saying, apps. I mean, we're seeing so many, even primary school kids creating incredible contributions in that area, in our creative industries and the cultural arts sector, incredible stuff happening all around Australia. So let's really start to see where that intersection between culture and creativity and then the business now from technology comes out.
We have to mention maybe some deadlines for people to apply for these awards. What dates are we looking at?
Yes, we are. We're just, you know, talking about this exact thing the other day. I think we're looking at our closing dates all on the 18th of October, with the Boost Award closing date being a little bit earlier, on the 11th of October. So people who wish to go for the Boost, and I'd really encourage firms that are, you know, they're established and doing okay, but they really want to scale up or boost their work. If I can just talk very briefly, Bertrand, Biodiversity Australia has really grown since they got that Boost Award. So has NGNY. And I know very much from Marawa Law, who was an alumni of the Murra program, they've opened up another office in Brisbane from their Cairns base, and, you know, are really starting to think about some digital offerings. So they're really growing, and obviously more staff, and it's just so much demand for their legal services that they've really done so well. And congratulations to Leah Cameron and her her firm. So people who want to go for the Boost Award, please, if you can get your applications in by the 11th, and those nominating for our inaugural Indigenous yeah. Business Awards, please put in your nominations and your applications by the 18th of October, ready for our committee to look at. We've got three people sitting on that committee, Natalie Walker, Michaela Jade, and Scott Young from Young Guns Container Crew. So I'm really excited that we've got an all-star awards selection committee, and yeah, looking forward to seeing and celebrating with those people when we announce the winners on the 30th of October.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.